Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the You Cannot Make This Up file.
Okay.
Lee. Okay. Brought to you by the same people who brought to you, there's a virus, there is a virus. It comes from Wuhan. It's from China. Complete with, you remember, charts, graphs, pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Illustrating how the virus came from China. And then they turned around and said it did not come from China because the Chinese Communist government told them to. And then went after anybody who suggested that it came from China when the whole country got the idea that it came from China from the media. They then turned around and began calling anybody who believed their previous reporting xenophobic.
The term useful idiots comes to mind.
It really does. It's honestly, as somebody who watches the media and chronicles their very many lies, it's one of the most astonishing periods of reporting. I mean, it's not like they did a couple stories, Lee's, you know, suggesting this might have come from China. I mean, they spent a month on it before literally turning around and telling us that's not true. And then bashing Trump for suggesting it came from China.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable. It's just bizarre. I mean, after that, how anyone in America can believe anything that comes out of their mouths, I do not know. But here we are. Okay, let's recap from the New York Times, shall we? Okay. New York Times extensively wrote about, and their writers went on TV and commented about, how Trump was a xenophobe for canceling flights from China, right? Total xenophobe. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then the New York Times said, Trump was a xenophobe for even saying the virus came from China, right? Remember that phase?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what was on their front page? Trump is at fault for the coronavirus deaths we've had because he should have shut down flights from China earlier.
Oh, boy.
Well, in a way, hold on. I thought that Trump was a xenophobe for even suggesting that the virus came from China. Would that not make New York Times xenophobic for suggesting that Trump should have shut down the flights from China earlier?
Well, that would be logical, but then you're applying logic to an illogical reaction.
Do their readers follow this at all? I mean, do they realize that? I mean, none of this is real. So, I mean, you remember how he was widely trashed. And I mean, the media just glommed on him. I mean, remember the European Union was making fun of Trump for shutting down and all these other countries were. And the media just glommed right on about how much smarter these other countries were. And now their argument is Trump should have shut down flights from China earlier.
Yeah.
Does this mean now then, Lee, if that's the New York Times argument, right? That's what they're saying right now. Then does that not mean that Trump is no longer a xenophobe for suggesting this came from China? Is that over now?
Oh, wait, that couldn't possibly be what you could
say. If it didn't come from China, why should he shut down flights from China?
Yeah.
He should open it up, right?
Right.
Or was that New York Times 2 weeks ago? I'm sorry, I'm so confused.
Yeah, well, apparently they are too.
Fake news can't even keep it straight.
Nope.
They literally can't keep it straight. Did you see what the Washington Post did on Friday? Rush Limbaugh was all over this, as he should have been. And I wondered if this would happen, right? Do you remember the media started out with the terror campaign, 1 to 2 million Americans would die?
Yeah.
And that was based on the Imperial College study, but it was based on one other source. It was the guy from the Obama administration who was in charge of implementing Obamacare, right? That guy came out and said, it's too late. 1 million American deaths are already guaranteed. So the media ran with that as fact, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Problem is, we are just not on track to get to 1 million deaths, not here, not in any other country, not even in the world.
Yeah.
We're not even at 70,000 in the world yet. So, and that was supposed to happen this year. I mean, it's fantastical. It's not going to happen, right? So the media has a problem. They got a they scared the country to death with those stats. So they got to walk that back. What better way would there be than to just blame everything they told us on Trump? Well, did you see they did that on Friday?
That didn't surprise me a bit.
They said that it was Trump's fault that we're panicking as a country because his stats appear to be very inflated. You know the ones, predicting 100,000 to 240,000 right. deaths and hospitalizations. So they hysterically claimed Trump was driving the panic with bad data. Are you kidding me? This from the people who said 1 to 2 million people would die. Oops, sorry. It's actually 10 times less than that. And now they're saying it's Trump driving the data hysteria? And they're doing this while still driving data hysteria. So you know what they're doing right now? You can see this. They're testing certain arguments that they're going to use to try to take the president down. It doesn't matter if they contradict what the media was saying last week or last month. It doesn't matter if they have to take an entirely new side in the debate than they were on a few weeks ago. It doesn't matter if they have to contradict their own reporting 180. These are the things they're trying to do. I'm afraid he's going to end up getting the blame for the 1 to 2 million death statistics they put out there and then had to pull back.
Well, I mean, the media has already tested this theory and proved that it works. It was called Russia collusion.
Yeah, that worked out real well for them.
Well, I mean, but the point is, the very same people who claim this went on and then have to claim, then have to report that it didn't, but it makes no difference to much of the Democrat electorate and some of the, sadly, some of the electorate in the middle, because if you look at the opinion polls, these people still believe that Trump colluded with Russia, even though it was proven that it did not happen.
Oh, I see. So you're saying just say it over and over and
right,
over
until exactly.
see if it sticks.
That's the whole point here.
Yeah.
So they've proven the theory works, so they can sit there and lie about a situation or try to blame a situation on the president. Whether or not he has anything to do with it or any control or not is immaterial, because they have still instilled that concept, that belief, that paradigm upon him. And then that will still be held come November, most likely, by a significant number of the folks who will mail in their ballots, as it looks like we're probably going to be forced to do.
I'm here to tell you this. If we go to a mail-in election.
Oh, it's over.
Trump loses.
Yeah.
To massive,
yeah.
massive fraud.
Did you see him the other day when that was brought up? I have not seen him that animated and adamant about something in a long time. And he was saying, basically, that he is not going to, I mean, he's not going to sign off on folks mailing in ballots to vote.
He can't.
And, I mean, it would be unconstitutional to begin with, but Congress would have to do something, and I don't think that there's even time to do it. But he was saying that people should show up to vote no matter what it is. And I agree with him. I'm sorry. I do not agree with early voting. I don't even agree with absentee voting. Votes should be taken. This is important enough. I don't care if there's a pandemic. I don't care if there's a war going on. I don't care if there's, you know, global warming or whatever. This is important that people who are the citizens, who identify themselves as citizens, go to their local precincts, show up and cast a vote. That's what should happen. It's that important that you should actually show up for it. If it's not important enough for you to show up somewhere where we can go stand in line for freaking toilet paper, but you don't think it's enough to go and vote, I'm sorry, you shouldn't be voting. And this is an important issue, and it has to be something we can believe in and we can count on that has some accountability. And if we don't have that, then it's all fake.
It is fake. And let me tell you what the Democrats are angling to do here, because in several states, they got voter fraud legalized, where one person can go knock on doors and get people to fill out a ballot.
Mm-hmm.
We assume they fill out the ballot.
Yeah.
We don't really know, though. And then bring an unlimited number of ballots, like in California, into the boards of elections. There's no limit, and they don't check. So if you could do this with national mail-in voting, the election is over. The voter fraud would be so rampant. Honestly, at that point, if we decide to do that, I'm going to go ahead and forecast a Trump loss. I'm just going to go ahead and assume one in the loss category and move forward from there. That's why the Democrats want that. And wait for it. Nancy Pelosi is going to hang up this next stimulus package on the voter fraud legalization bill. And they're going to try to do, and this is what I'd do if I were her, they'll put it on him. Trump's holding up much needed aid to small businesses over the voting issue.
Yeah.
And we just want you to vote from home so you'll be safe. Now, we want you to vote from home so you can steal the election.
Yeah.
Don't forget, folks, you got to understand this. Even in red states, boards of elections are like other government agencies. They are overwhelmingly controlled by Democrats who are not in the slightest bit motivated to check into voter fraud. The Democrats know this, and that's why they are pushing for this nationwide mail-in or, you know, maybe online, but other kind of voting. That's why they're doing this. So he cannot capitulate on that. He can't. Let's jump on the line with Mike in Fountain Inn. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Tara. Good morning, Lee. Please, whatever you all do, please continue to deal in facts, not hearsay and not, you know, whatever. But Lee was right on the elections. We do need to actually hold elections. My question to you is, how would this be playing out right now had Hillary Clinton been the one sitting in the White House instead of Donald Trump? Would we have had this mad push to shut everything down, tank the stock market, tank the economy, cause fear and panic? Would all that have been played out had Hillary been in the White House? I think not. I still think that this is a gotcha moment, that they think they have finally come up with what they need to get Donald Trump out of office, and that is still why all this is playing down. The other day, I was at a Home Depot, and I had to stand in line behind 50 people waiting to go in one door of a Home Depot and out of the other door. That almost reminded me of a third world communist country. You don't expect to see that in the United States of America. Not now, not never. But it is because they are politically driven in this, and this is real sad to see.
You're speaking for a lot of people, Mike. By the way, Mike, and while you're on the line with us, and Lee, do you see what they're doing now at Walmart, the new national policy?
Yeah, they're going to limit the number of folks going into the stores, yeah.
Yeah. The first thing that popped into my mind... Go ahead, Mike. What's up?
You would expect to see that in a third world communist country. You don't expect to see that in the United States. But they have so much lost sight of what's in the best interest of this country because all they're focusing on is this virus was caused by Donald Trump. He's inept. He can't deal with it. We need now more than ever to get him out of office. And they think that if they do that, this is all going to go away. And this is America, folks. We don't do that here. If you don't like who's in the White House, you vote him out and you vote your guy in.
And I'm going to have to stop you there, Mike, because we are way over for the segment. But he was on a roll. I was going to let him go for a bit. All right, so have you been to the Walmart this weekend? Thank you, Mike, for your phone call. What was that like?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Getting a lot of feedback in on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Gonna do this in every hour today, so bear with me. But I feel like I need to. There is a lot of terror and panic out there. And that comes from watching a lot of them, you know, the mainstream media, a lot of it's national. I'm gonna bring this down to a calm local level, as Lee and I did when the show opened today. That, I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there who think, oh, well, you know, if I get this, and there's not going to be a bed for me. There's not going to be, you know, there's not going to be a ventilator. And I'm, no. It's okay. This is not New York. Could get worse later, but right now we're okay. That's according to Prisma Health CEO Mark O'Hala did an interview with the Greenville News on Friday. Here's what he said. As of right now, Prisma Health, the whole Prisma Health system, this is amazing, has 83 patients who've tested positive for the virus system-wide. Another 94 patients had symptoms, but their lab results haven't yet returned, so we don't know about them. They are not overrun. In fact, they got plenty of room. Should you need a bed, an ICU bed, a doctor, all of that, you're going to be fine. This includes, O'Hala said, 15 patients at the 45-bed North Greenville Hospital in Travis Rest, which had been designated for a surge, you know, facility, like an overflow facility. So there's still 30 beds there. They're not even full. O'Hala said the hospital also has a three-week supply of, you know, face cover gear, gloves, all that stuff that they need for patients and employees. That should cover a surge as well, so no need for panic. And in addition, he said, Prisma on Thursday brought two hydrogen peroxide vaporization units online. They can reprocess 6,000 N95 masks and other personal protective wear a day so that they can be reused safely. So they're good. They're good. So everything you're seeing nationally, just again, do not panic. We got it covered here for now. We are good. Now, I mean, we might have a surge. They say we'll see what that looks like. So far, the White House's models, this is a good and a bad thing, have been completely wrong. They're a disaster in terms of predicting how many beds are needed. And so all over the country, this is why you see these governors screaming bloody murder on television. Oh, my gosh, I need, you know, a ventilator. I need ICU beds. We're all going to die. That's because the models say they need them. But then day to day, the models have been failing, vastly overestimating the number of hospitalizations, ICU beds, ventilators. This is why over the weekend I put posts up just begging, please, God, we have got to drop kick Fauci and Birx. They do not know what they're doing. We must stop using the Bill Gates models. They are making a mess of the country. Let me give you an example. The model, the main model that the White House is using right now is comes out of the University of Washington. It's funded by Bill Gates. And that model for the day of April 5th predicted we would need 179,000 hospital beds to deal with COVID-19. The actual hospitalizations were just 22,000. The White House model predicted that we would need 33,000 ICU beds. How'd that work out? Way off. We only needed 5,200. The model predicted we would need 656 ventilators. The model predicted we would need 26,000 ventilators. We only needed 656. So this is, if you're confused by the media reports here, this, on the one hand, hysterical mayors, hysterical governors, everybody's going to die. We don't have enough ventilators. And then on the other hand, you're seeing, wait, the hospital ships are empty? Greenville's beds are at only 50% capacity, 51% capacity. How is that? Because the models are wrong. The models are wrong, and he better fix them faster. This is going to end up wrapped around his neck. I'm telling you, he has got to drop kick these people. They're crazy. We need to be operating off real models so hospital administrators can make real decisions. Not every city is New York, and unfortunately, there's no recognition of that. We have got to get some of these elective surgeries going again so we can get these healthcare workers paid and back to work. Should we have the surge so they'll be there? This is madness.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To the text line, 71307. Texter writes, Walmart, people funneled through entrance pinch points where they have to breathe the same air. What is this? A rock concert. Okay, yeah. Did you hear what happened? I didn't actually see this. In fact, I almost went out on Sunday to see if I could see what this looked like. These changes at Walmart, but then I was like, man, I don't really need anything though right now. And I don't want to make the extra trip, you know? But so I didn't, but I'll end up there before the week's out, I'm sure. I'd love to know what you saw. Walmart put out a statement this weekend, put it up on my Facebook page. They are changing their policies because of coronavirus. And so here's what's going to happen. This is supposedly started Saturday. Everywhere across the country, they limit the number of customers who can be in the store at once. So you can't have more than 5 customers per 1,000 square feet at a given time, roughly 20% of the store's capacity. So to manage this, you got to wait in a queue to get in at a single entry door. And people are admitted one by one and counted. Associates and signage remind customers, this is their statement, the corporate statement, of the importance of social distancing while they're waiting to enter the store. They got to stay social distanced. And once the store reaches its now tiny capacity, customers will be admitted on a one-in, one-out basis. So they're saying, hey, listen, you know, don't go bring the whole family with you because you want to get out of the house. Don't bring the kids. Just, you know, one person should shop for the family. Make as few trips as possible, and you're going to have to wait in a line. And I couldn't help it, folks. And I don't mean this as a complaint. I'm just a commentary. The first thing that popped in my head, what was the first thing that popped in your head? You heard this over the weekend. Bread lines. These are bread lines. And red meat lines. Toilet paper lines. Every other thing. Anyway, wondering if you ran into that this weekend. And how that hit you. Texter writes, Walmart is forcing everyone in the same door and out the same door. It's so stupid. Now, the texter writes, disgusted by the illogical and overreaction of people to the virus, tried to play frisbee golf this weekend for exercise, but shut down. The average hole on the course is 300 feet apart already. I'd love to see, when you say you're shut down, the cops pull up or something, or how are you shut down? That makes me curious. I got one guy, I don't know if this shows the text line, right? One guy said a friend of his was driving around, got pulled over, and the officer wanted to see his papers, that he was essential. I don't know if that's here. Texter writes, Home Depot was doing something similar. All the doors were open, but they had people at each one counting. Now the texter, Marcus is chiming in this morning. Good morning, Marcus. Hope the baby's doing well. Tara, I've got great news. My barber is willing to come to my home to cut my hair, thank God, because I look like Chewbacca's illegitimate son. Poor Marcus. No, you know what? I've never been able to time the stock market. Never been one of those people who are like, yeah, I bought that new house at the bottom of the market, and today it's worth twice what it was when I bought it. That's not me. I'm never that lucky. Never. But one time in my life, one time, y'all, I timed it right. My daughter and I went and got our hair done. Literally on the Friday before getting your hair done became a crime. Became illegal in most cases. I guess if they come to your house, it's okay. I don't know. I have to double check that. Don't take that as the gospel truth. But whatever. So my hair is done. I am good to go for like 6 to 8 weeks. Only thing I've ever timed right, fortuitously. It'll never happen again. I won't live long enough. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Text writes, I work at BASF Malden, and they give us essential employee papers to carry my car for when we get pulled over. Yeah, I've got those too. I've got paper. If I had forecasted 2 months ago, 2 months from now, you'll need papers to drive around. You'd have been like, no, that's crazy. No, I'd have told you that would be crazy. Texter writes, it has started. You will soon be assigned a day to shop based on your last name. Even days on Monday, odd names on Tuesday. Look, folks, I'm not discounting anything now. Oh, speaking of which, did you hear this? Okay, this is the president of the St. Louis Federal Reserve. Okay, predicting this. Now, this might just be an outlier. If Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, and President Trump had not said the same thing might happen. Listen to this. You want to talk about crazy. Are you ready for crazy? Here's his plan, idea, I don't know, to get the country back up and running again. You have to prove that you've had coronavirus. In other words, you've got to take tests, prove you've got the antibodies in order to be allowed to go on with your life. Or if you have not gotten coronavirus, you will have to remain in your home starving. I don't know. Until there's a vaccine. I kid you not. Listen to this. This was on Face the Nation. This was taken seriously. Listen.
The solution is universal testing. What you want is every single person to get tested every day, and then they would wear a badge to show that they've been tested. This would immediately sort out who's been infected and who hasn't been infected. That would help the healthcare sector, but it would also help the economy because we could interact with each other with a lot of confidence.
A badge? Dude, you know, at this point, you go ahead and make it an armband. Just go ahead and make it an armband. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, issue papers too. Texter writes, this is like the gas rationing in the 70s. Texter writes, hey, Tara, disc golf, they literally removed the steel. Oh, yeah, this is the guy texting back in. They literally removed the steel baskets and put police tape across the tee-off areas. Oh, my God. Yeah, disc golf is not exactly one of them body-to-body sports. You know what I mean? It ain't field hockey. Yeah. It's not boxing. It's not wrestling. Shouldn't be anyway, or you're not doing it right. Texter writes, it really? No. Dude, Texter, is this true? I gotta look this one up. It's a class 2 misdemeanor for a hairdresser to come into your home to cut your hair in North Carolina. That's in North Carolina. Whoa. Texter writes, all stores will go to one in, one out. I'm worried about civil unrest. I'm worried about civil unrest. Another texter writes, a week ago, you were talking about how influenza had killed one more person than COVID-19 in South Carolina since the beginning of March. Well, we don't have all the numbers. And remember, they run a couple weeks behind. But anyway, today, COVID-19 has killed roughly 4 times as many people as the flu in the state in the same period. Well, yeah, the flu's on the down. It is waning. It does this time of year. COVID's on its way up. But about those death numbers, I'm going to talk about this in the next segment. There's something you ought to know about these COVID-19 death numbers and the way they're being coded. I'm going to give you a hint. A former New York Times reporter broke the internet yesterday with a tweet about how the CDC is doing this. I'm going to give you a hint. They have changed the way they are coding. And it's so egregious that if your doctor thinks maybe you had COVID-19, but doesn't know, and you didn't even get tested? Guess how your death is coded? Yep, COVID-19. But wait, we don't even know if he had it. Doesn't matter. But he was in hospice dying. Doesn't matter. But he had cancer and was in hospice dying. Nope, doesn't matter. It's all COVID-19 now.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the numbers of COVID deaths appear to be skyrocketing. We will probably bust through 10,000 today, a thing we don't ever want to see. It's not good. But a former New York Times reporter broke the internet yesterday by publishing a single document to spread like wildfire. And eventually the media is going to have to address it. They're pretending it didn't happen right now, but this will rise to the surface. Former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson noted in a tweet on Twitter that the CDC, starting March 24th, about the week the death started skyrocketing, that the CDC had changed the way it codes coronavirus deaths. I shouldn't say change because that's... We didn't really code for them before, so they didn't really change it. They just put out a direction. It's a better way to put it. I'm going to be really accurate with this. And here's how they do it now. If you are in hospice, you are dying of cancer, you catch COVID-19, you have COVID-19 when, God forbid, you pass. What did you die of? COVID-19. All other background factors, heart disease, kidney disease, liver disease, COPD, all that stuff are to be coded in a second, separate section called section 2. Wait a minute, you could be in hospice? Yeah. Dying? Yeah. You catch COVID? Yeah. Did it kill you? Well, what if the doctor's not really sure? Doesn't matter. You died of COVID-19. Wait, what? Yes. But what if... we don't even know if you had COVID-19. Like you had a thing and it was a funky thing and it was like a cold thing. Was it COVID-19 or something else? We don't know. You never had a test. Doesn't matter. If the doctor suspects you had COVID-19, guess what? You died of COVID-19. You know what this means, folks? The death numbers right now, total junk. Statistically useless. An absolute disaster. Alex Berenson noted this, and you, by the way, if you want to read the same CDC guidance for yourself, instead of taking my word for it, I get it. It's up on my Facebook page. I have put the original document so you can decide for yourself. Let me read you the last paragraph. This is from the CDC. COVID-19 should be reported on the death certificate for all decedents, that's dead people, where the disease caused or is assumed to have caused or contributed to the death. So even if, I think he had it. I don't know. We didn't test him. I don't know. Sounds good. Coded for COVID. COVID death. Well, what about his cancer and heart disease? Throw that in section 2. Now, it does say certifiers should include as much detail as possible based on their knowledge of the case, medical records, laboratory testing, etc. And if the decedent had other chronic conditions like COPD, asthma, heart disease, that may have contributed. I'm quoting this from the CDC. These conditions can be reported in part 2. They even admit on this that this will likely result in a whole lot of people being coded for dying of COVID-19. Yeah. So, folks, there's a huge difference between... I'm at the end of my life. I got maybe 3 months to live. I get COVID-19. I die this week. Did you die of COVID-19? Technically, scientifically, yeah, you did. Stole 3 months of your life from you. Like, I get that. Like, okay, all right, get it. Could be misleading to a lot of people, but I get it. technically, medically, that is correct. But then to say, if you even suspect it's COVID-19, you don't even have a test result, just throw it on there? I mean, okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.